All right, so today we're diving deep right into the heart of goblins.
Ooh, exciting.
It can be a little frustrating
It can be.
if you're not, properly prepared.
Yeah.
We're talking about transaction fails on goblins.
Yeah, everybody loves a failing transaction, right?
Well, hopefully by the end of this deep dive, they won't happen anymore.
Fingers crossed.
That's the goal, at
At
least.
least.
So we're going to look at why these things fail, what you can do to stop them from failing.
Give you a fighting chance.
Give you a fighting
Like in
chance
the wild world of DeFi.
in the wild world of DeFi. Exactly. So we're mainly going to be looking at there's a great article from Goblins Cash themselves,
The horse's mouth.
straight from the horse's mouth. Why did my transaction fail? Common reasons and importantly, solutions,
Solutions, love it.
which is what we like.
That's the key.
So without further ado,
Let's jump in.
let's jump straight in. So first up,
Hit me.
slippage limits. Now I'm sure everyone listening who's used goblins, maybe even other
Is he
DXs,
say it's not unique to goblins, is it?
not unique to goblins at all. You're
No.
just about to execute a trade, and suddenly the price is like, nuh-uh, not happening.
Yeah.
You're left kind of scrambling.
Yeah, you get that horrible sinking feeling.
What just
Oh, it
happened?
just happened.
So goblins, they have, like many DXs, this default slippage limit, 0.5%, right?
Yeah, 0.5. It's that kind of safety net, you know?
That safety net.
Yeah.
So explain what that actually means for someone who might not be familiar.
So imagine, right, you're going to buy yourself some lovely ETH. The price you think you've seen it on the charts, it's $1,600.
$1,600.
Looking good.
Yeah. Looking good.
So you put your market buy order in for one ETH at what you believe to be $1,600. Set your slippage to that default 0.5. However, in the time it takes for your trade to be processed,
Things changed.
the price moves, maybe just even by a tiny bit.
Okay.
So let's say it goes to 600 8 time
Okay.
or more. Goblins is going to step in and go, hold on a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's just check. You're happy with this.
Yeah, because that's outside of that 0.5%.
Exactly. 0.5% of $1,600 is $8.
Okay.
You're now trying to buy it at $1,608. That's beyond your slippage. Transaction fail. Sorry. Try again.
It's Goblin's way of protecting you, right?
Exactly. It's that protection mechanism to make sure you're not getting stung by a rapidly moving market.
Okay, so that's slippage,
Yeah.
but something else that can cause a transaction to fail, those dreaded timeouts.
Oh, I hate a timeout.
So you've got your trade all lined up, you're ready to go, you're excited, and then bam, transaction deadline expired.
20 minutes.
20 minutes. Where does that come from?
Okay, so the 20-minute deadline, again, it's another one of those kind of security measures, right? Make sure that when you went to make that trade, the conditions under which you wanted to make that trade are still valid 20 minutes later. And this is where gas fees come in.
Ah, everyone's favorite topic.
Who doesn't love talking about gas?
So we are talking about a decentralized network here.
This is true.
What does that actually mean when it comes to these transactions?
That means that we need to incentivize the lovely miners out there
To process your transaction?
to pick up your transaction and add it to the blockchain.
So it's almost like paying for priority shipping.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
Higher gas fee, more attractive your transaction is.
Faster processing, right?
Exactly that. And
Oh,
you might
good.
think, oh, goblins, super low gas fees, fantastic.
That's what everyone likes about it, right?
This is true, but there's always a but, isn't there? If you go too low, it's going to get stuck in the mempool,
Yeah.
basically the waiting room of transactions, and it might not get picked up in time. You might miss that 20-minute window. Etherscan is your friend here.
Yeah, okay.
Allows you to track gas prices, see how congested the network is, get an idea of transaction times,
Okay, so find that balance.
find a
So
bell.
speed versus cost.
There you go.
Okay, so that's the timeouts, but let's talk about something which I think is probably a little bit more common than anyone would like to admit,
Oh, yeah?
insufficient funds.
Classic.
But why? Why is this such a big deal on goblins specifically?
Okay, so you're there, right? You're excited. You're looking at CoinGecko. You're looking at the price of your token. And you think, yes, I've got enough. I'm going to go for it.
You're ready to
You're
go.
ready. But you've forgotten about the gas.
That pesky gas.
That pesky gas.
Because it's separate, right?
Separate. You've got the token price, and then you've got the network fee, which is paid in gas.
It's like planning a road trip, right?
Yeah.
And forgetting to budget for gas.
Exactly.
You're
Or
not going to get very far.
you're going to be walking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while we're talking about these kind of hidden costs, let's talk about token
Oh,
fees.
yes, the sneaky ones.
Because these can really cut you out.
They really can. So we're talking, transfer fees, buy sell taxes. Some of these tokens, they've got really complex mechanisms in place.
That can just drain you.
that can really catch you out. This is where due diligence is absolutely key. This is your time to do your research.
Yeah, this is where those tools that everyone's always banging on about, GoPlus Labs.
GoPlus Labs is fantastic.
Honeypot Detector.
Honeypot Detector, your friend.
These are the times to use them, right?
Absolutely. So, for example, on GoPlus Labs, you can actually look at the contract.
The token.
Of the token. Understand its functions. You can see if every time you buy and sell, a percentage is being siphoned off to, you know, who knows where.
So you can spot those hidden fees.
Before it's too late.
Before they eat into your profits.
Exactly.
And then Honeypot Detector. I mean, that sounds pretty serious.
It is. It helps you to identify tokens which have got malicious code. This can be as simple as you buy the token, you can't sell it, you're stuck.
Right, it's a honeypot. You're stuck.
You put your money in, you can't get it back out.
And that's it. Game over.
Game over.
So knowledge is power in this space.
Absolutely.
Do your research. Use the tools available. They're there for a reason.
They really are.
Okay. So we've talked about slippage. We've talked about timeouts. We've talked about, you know, those sneaky token fees, insufficient funds. Is there anything else that we've missed that can cause these transactions to fail?
Yeah. Just very quickly, unsupported tokens.
Okay.
Very simply, if you're trying to trade a token that Goblins doesn't support,
right,
it's not going to work.
Okay.
This is more likely if you're going really, really down the altcoin rabbit hole.
Really niche stuff.
But it's worth double checking before you go through all of that effort and then have it rejected at the last hurdle.
So as we kind of round this out, what would you say, like, the key takeaways that you want the listener to take away from this deep dive today?
Be proactive. Do your research. Knowledge, a little bit of planning, they can go a long way on Goblins.
Beautifully put.
Thank you.
And for everyone listening, think about this. Decentralized exchanges, they're only becoming more popular.
It's true.
So how do you think those traditional financial institutions, how are they going to adapt?
It's going to be really interesting to see.
Exciting times, I think.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining me on this deep dive.
Pleasure, as always.
And we'll see you next time.
See you next time.